Cadets Corner is a weekly column submitted by the 37 Orville Hand Air Cadet Squadron. The Air Cadet program is not only about learning to fly a plane or about the components of an airplane motor, it is also about effective speaking. In the program, words such as leadership, teamwork, self-discipline, self-confidence and good citizenship are used. Cadets who participate in the effective speaking program will learn all of these things. The skills they learn in this program will help them immeasurably in other areas of their lives as well, whether they are making class presentations in secondary school or, later, interviewing for admission to professional faculties at universities, making presentations to colleagues at work, leading volunteer organizations, or running for public office. The goals for the effective speaking program are as follows. To provide an opportunity for air cadets to increase their self-confidence and their ability to reason, organize and express ideas. To promote the citizenship component of local squadron training. To provide a focus at the local, regional, wing, provincial, territorial, and national levels, to promote and encourage air cadets to participate in an optional activity that will give them with a chance to acquire effective speaking skills through instruction and practice in a structured and competitive environment. To increase public awareness regarding the citizenship and leadership aspects of the Air Cadet program at the national, provincial and local levels. The Air Cadet League of Canada chooses topics that reflect the cadet program. Cadets then have a choice of which topic they wish to discuss. This year's topics are as follows. Unveiling Unsung Heroes, Remarkable Stories of RCAF Personnel. Highlight the stories of lesser-known individuals within the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, who have made significant contributions to Canada's aviation history and their impact on inspiring future generations. Wings of Change, RCAF's role in disaster relief operations. Explore how the RCAF has played a vital role in disaster relief missions, both domestically and internationally, showcasing how it has used its capabilities to aid in times of crisis. Breaking Barriers, Diversity's Impact on RCAF's Effectiveness. Discuss the importance of diversity within the RCAF and how it has influenced the effectiveness of operations, innovation, and the organization's connection with the broader Canadian population. Innovations in aerospace, from hypersonics to hypoxia training. Delve into the cutting-edge technological advancements that have propelled the RCAF forward, exploring not only the benefits but also the challenges associated with adopting new aerospace technologies. RCAF and Arctic Sovereignty, Guardians of Canada's North. Explore the vital role of the RCAF in safeguarding Canada's Arctic region, including its contributions to surveillance, search and rescue, and maintaining sovereignty over this vital territory. Guardians of the Final Frontier, RCAF's role in space exploration. Examine the RCAF's involvement in space-related endeavors, including the 3 Canadian Space Division, and discuss the potential future applications of space technology for Canada's defense and beyond. Air Cadet Program, Forging Future Aviation Leaders. Highlight the significance of the Air Cadet Program in nurturing the next generation of aviation leaders, fostering skills, discipline, and values that contribute to both the RCAF and Canada's aviation heritage. Cadet's Choice, a topic related to the RCAF and its 100th anniversary. Once a topic is chosen, the cadets work with an organizer, who helps the cadets fine-tune their speaking topic and keep it to a time limit before competing among one another at the local level. A panel of local judges is given the task of scoring each participant based on a specific criteria. From there, one cadet will move on to the regional and then the national competition. 10 cadets from 37 Squadron have signed up so far and will be starting their training and will practice for the local competition coming up next month. This year, the 37 Orville Hand Air Cadet Squadron will be hosting the Regional Effective Speaking Competition, which will bring the other 6 squadrons in our zone to Bradford on March 30, when a winner will be determined and move on to the provincial competition. Good luck to those currently working on their effective speaking speeches. If you are interested in becoming an air cadet with 37 Squadron, click here to register. This column includes information from the Air Cadet League of Canada website.